The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." Grace and peace to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the bread of life. And in the 18th chapter of Genesis, way before the New Testament, way before Jesus, we receive a great story about bread. Abraham was sitting in the heat of the day in the entrance of his tent, and three strangers approached. As he saw these three strangers approaching, he jumped up and he got water, and he washed their feet, and he gathered some bread, and he gave them something to eat, and Sarah began to make cakes out of the finest flour, and they sat, and they ate while they waited to eat. They killed a calf, and they prepared it, and they kept eating, and when it was ready, they ate some more. In this story, they ate bread, and they enjoyed it. I'm really struggling with my script today. Bread has a way of bringing us together. You might argue that it's actually the people who are the hosts, and the bread is just the tool. The bread is that thing that doesn't do the work. The people are the thing that does the work. But this morning, for the sake of argument, I'm going to propose that it's actually the bread, not the people, that act as the host. I know that it's a common experience for everyone in this room, at least at one time or another, to have sat down, to have shared a meal with someone who you had little or nothing in common with. I'm not saying that they were necessarily enemies or adversaries, but perhaps it was an uncle or a person on your floor who votes differently, thinks differently, acts differently, values different things, makes jokes that you don't necessarily think are very funny. You get the picture. We've all been there. Perhaps it was at breakfast this morning, perhaps last Thanksgiving. If anything, people can sometimes make meals very, very awkward. But over food, food somehow begins to break down barriers and we begin to talk. Perhaps it's not people that are the hosts after all, but it's the food that's doing the work. When we think of Jesus as the bread of life, we often begin by thinking about what bread does for our bodies. Bread can nourish, bread can strengthen, bread can fill us. But what if we were to consider not only what bread does for our bodies, but what bread does for the community? Bread acts as the host around which we gather and talk and find common ground. It might be a sandwich, might be a donut. I brought six of them this morning. It could be a pretzel. We eat bread and we share bread, and around bread we form relationships. This is one way in which Jesus is truly bread. Jesus calls us to live in community. Like a table with bread invites conversation, like a table with bread strengthens bonds, like a table with bread brings joy and laughter, the presence of Jesus invites us to talk and to share and to grow together. So what happened to Abraham and Sarah and the cakes and the bread and the calf and the three strangers? It turns out that Abraham and Sarah were entertaining God. They treated strangers like family, and it turns out that they were in the presence of God. Amazing, right? But the same thing happens today. We experience the presence of God in countless ways, one of which is sharing a meal, sharing bread. When we invite someone to eat, a stranger or a friend, we experience together not only bread, but the bread of life. In entertaining one another, we entertain God. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Amen. I would be shifting now over to the vine side of the world. Jesus is the vine. There's so many gardening images related to this metaphor. They feed our heart and our mind and our souls when we think of Jesus as vine. When we hear that Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, we cannot help but to feel the intimacy of the language. We are one. You can't find the place where the vine stops and the branch begins. They're a seamless whole. I think of this metaphor, Jesus as the vine, whenever I feel alone. I am only as alone as a branch is alone. I think of this metaphor whenever I hear someone say that they found Jesus. It makes as much sense to find Jesus as it does for the branch to find the vine. And yet, there are countless ways in which we think of the vine and the branches. As you can tell from my display, wine boxes, wine, grapes, grape juice. I was going to bring grape jelly and juice boxes and raisins, but I had to stop somewhere. You can tell from my display that I don't want to actually talk about vines today. I want to talk about the fruit that's produced by the vine. In this case, I want to talk about grapes. More specifically, I want to talk about the things that grapes can do. We can eat them. We can make jelly. We can squeeze grapes into juice boxes or those juice pouch things that you somehow have to stab with a straw, and it always goes through both sides, and you're on a trip in a minivan. Grapes can do amazing things. We drink grapes in various stages of fermentation. Grapes are great. Grapes are special. Grapes are ordinary, and they're extraordinary. I'm going to do something this morning with a metaphor that may seem a little strange, so stick with me. What do you see when you look at a vine? Do you see something common and ordinary? Or do you see the promise of something extraordinary and miraculous? Do you see a common plant? Or do you see food and drink? I think it's tempting to look at our world and to ask, where is God? It's easy to look around and to see the ordinary. But the metaphor of Jesus as vine invites us to look at the ordinary and see the extraordinary. In the same way that we can look at a grape and see only a grape, we can look at the world and see only the world. Or we can look at a grape and we can see jelly and juice and wine. We can choose to look at the world and see the extraordinary. We can choose to see God alive and active in all that is around us. We can look at the sunshine and see the sun, or we can see God warming the earth and waking up the world. We can look at our roommate and see a person, or we can look at our roommate and see an amazing child of God, someone capable of love and grace. We can look at our day, and we can see only tests and papers, or we can look at our day and see an incredible gift from God waiting to be opened. What do you see when you look at a vine? Do you see a plant, or do you see God's work in the world? Jesus is the vine, calling us to look at the world and see the extraordinary in the ordinary, calling us to see God in all that is around us. So, I'm going to put the bread, it happens to be 6 very tasty donuts, and I'm going to put the vine, that is that big jug of Welch's grape juice, on the table right in the front. We're going to sing again, and we're going to pray, but after the service, I'm going to cut that donut into sections and pour little glasses of grape juice and invite you to come forward and to eat something and to drink something. I invite you to come forward and to let this food act as the host around which we can feel community. I invite you to come forward and to see in this simple food something miraculous, to see God at work in the world. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, with bread and the fruits of the vine, you sustain us. Show us hospitality and teach us to be gracious to others. May we see you in these everyday gifts and pass you on. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you all now and forever. Amen.